Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, we are talking about solo travelling or perhaps dining alone. We're getting messages on this, including this one. I used to be a travelling salesman. The one thing that I used to hate most was going out for dinner. And when you said table for one, they'd clear all the cutlery off the other side of the table and it made you look like a sad Billy No Mates. Well, I'm joined in the studio by food and travel writer Ali Dunworth and on the line by Anthony Gray, who's owner of A La Bon and Hooked Restaurant and the former chair of Sligo Tourism, to talk about this. Ali, you are a solo traveller and a diner, not all the time, but for your work mainly, this is what you do.
Yeah, and I love it. I think that I can't imagine, like, what he's explaining in that text about feeling lonely and Billy No Mates. I think it's really nice to eat on your own. It's really enjoyable. Mm-hmm.
No funny looks? No experiences in restaurants where you felt less than welcome?
For the most part, no. People maybe are curious, like, why you're eating on your own, or most of the time people don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, you might have it in your head when you're going in, you are always a little bit conscious and you don't want to feel like you're taking up space and all that kind of thing. But most of the time it's really enjoyable and people might want to chat to you more, or they just leave you to it.
And are there some countries where it's easier to do than others?
I personally find when I'm abroad, I find it easier to do than when I do it here. Ah. And like, that's probably because of like your schedule. When you're away, you're eating out anyway. So I travel alone a lot, or I love traveling alone. And yeah, I don't mind so much because you don't really know where you're going or what people are thinking. Mm-hmm. But maybe you'd be a bit more conscious in Dublin. Like, I'll eat casual alone a lot, but for like a fancy restaurant, I haven't done that much in Dublin on my own.
Okay, or what about in a hotel restaurant that's sort of on the edge of fancy? Does that feel funny or not?
No, because I think it's expected in a hotel. Mm. But it's probably my least favourite place to eat alone. Like, if I'm in a hotel, I actually enjoy having room service. I think it's a real treat.
Yeah.
But it's more going out for dinner that I enjoy than just like having to eat in a hotel restaurant on your own. That does feel a bit sad sometimes.
Well, Jean has been on to us and she says 20 years ago, she was holidaying in the Amalfi Coast on my own. I went to a restaurant looking to have lunch. The waiter asked me how many people. I said one, and he told me no. And he gestured with his hands to go away. He didn't serve a person on their own. I wouldn't mind, but there were no customers in the restaurant at the time and she was furious. And I can understand that you would be furious, but you're saying you've never had that experience, have
no,
you?
No, and in fact, sometimes it's a bonus if you're on your own because you might get in places that you wouldn't get into otherwise. Like, I go to London a lot and I have a long list of places that I want to go to. And if you're just one person in a queue, the kind of places you have to queue to get in and they have counter dining, they're delighted to have one person to slot in. Mm-hmm. And if you have two or three people, you have to wait for a table. So sometimes it's to your advantage.
Anthony, on the business end of this, do you like to see solo diners coming along? Do you mind?
It's a kind of a double-edged sword, really. Obviously, look, at as a restaurateur, you're trying to hack out your restaurant as much as you can. But look, we in Sligo, we welcome them with open arms. You know, it's an important part of the dining experience, whether they're coming in twos, threes, 21s, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, we welcome everyone here in Sligo because it gives you a great opportunity too. If they're, you know, it's a daunting enough thing. So if they're coming into a restaurant, you know, you just sit down and you'll talk to them and you'll say, look, are you here for, you know, for golf? We have a beautiful golf course, County Sligo Golf Club. You know, we have surf, we have food, we have fishing, we have mountains here in Sligo.
Listen, Sligo's a great place. But what I'm wondering is, if you have a table for two and you have one person coming in, you're, for that period of time that person is sitting there, you're losing out on the cover on the other side of the table that you're not getting, right?
Absolutely. And look, you have to kind of take that on the chin sometimes. I tell you what the most annoying part is sometimes, and it has happened to me regular enough this summer, is when they're coming in dining on their own and the next minute you see the bag coming out, the laptop, the novel writing starts, the never-ending coffee, the sips of coffee. They're there for maybe 3.5 hours. You know, the phone
can't
comes
get rid
out,
of them.
That gets charged. you know, you can't get rid of them. And you just have to take that in the chin. But it's daunting going into any restaurant, sitting down on your own. You know, it can be daunting enough. I'll never forget, I was at a birthday. It was my own birthday and my wife told the restaurant that it was my birthday. And obviously, she never told me. I was sitting there and she went to the toilet and they came out with a cake and a sparkler. They sang happy birthday to me. The sparkler went on for nearly 5 minutes. My wife came out. Eventually, I was sitting there waving around at people looking at me, and I felt like Billy Nomad. Like, so like that could be
a solo birthday.
Too, you know? A solo birthday with a never-ending sparkler. It didn't suit, really.
Oh, gosh. Ali, do you work when you're going out to eat? Do you do that thing that Anthony hates?
Yes. Not at dinner. I wouldn't do that at dinner time. I do that, like, every week, maybe a couple of days a week at lunchtime.
With coffee or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but like I'm super conscious because I suppose I'm coming from a side where I know, you know, I've worked in the restaurant side of the industry as well. I am super conscious that I'm not just like getting a coffee and staying there for 3 hours. But these days, like a coffee is like €5. You feel like you should be allowed to stay there for a little while. But like I'd be conscious not to do it at peak times. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the places now have signs up and like laptops welcome, but not between, you know, 1 and 2 o'clock, or please don't use them at lunchtime. So I think it's just having a bit of cop on when you're doing that.
Yeah, but the problem is a lot of people don't have the cop on.
100%. And I remember sitting in 3FE in Grand Canal, used to be one of my local places I went to all the time. And I remember seeing two girls, they were there for the whole day and they brought their food with them. And like, there's only young ones working there. And they were like, do I ask? They were eating like strawberries out of their bag and they had like packed lunches.
Yeah, that's taking it a step too far. And this listener is retired now and loves traveling on my own. I've traveled all over Europe by train. And as a woman, I found eating out alone, no problem. Many waiting staff are curious as to how or why, as a mature woman, I'm traveling alone. And they start chatting to me about my travels in Ireland. Ali, do you like that when people start up a chat with you, or would you prefer to be left alone?
Well, it always depends on the person. And the chat, like, and some places you go, they're really friendly. I always bring a prop with me, so I might not have a laptop at dinner time, but I'll have a book. And sometimes you won't even touch the book, but sometimes you want to have the book there with you. Mm-hmm. So if you don't really want to have the chat, you just, same as putting your headphones in a taxi, it's kind of like your signal to say, I don't want to talk.
Yeah, and you see, Anthony, as a professional, you know how to pick up that signal, right?
Oh, absolutely. And look, at you know, it's the right time for the conversation and when the right time is and the wrong time is. And like, you're just making sure that they're in for, you know, a really nice experience, that they're welcome and that they're looked after. And whether it's one, as I said, 2 or 20, they're all going to be treated the same way as they come the minute they step in the door. You're giving them an experience and you want them to be comfortable in your environment. That's all we're trying to do.
Yeah, as long as they're not bringing in their own sandwiches, as Ali explained to us.
I've seen that down the years where they have, you know, you get somebody and they'd ask you for a half a scone and you're kind of scratching your head going, what are you on about?
What about people not coming in as singles, but coming in as a couple and sharing their dinner? Do you see that?
I see that quite a lot, Claire. You know, it's
that's because it's so dear now, Anthony, everywhere.
I totally agree with you. I've seen it. We see it a lot with visitors. Not so much domestic tourism, but international tourism. You know, can we share a sandwich? Can we share a bowl of soup? Can I get a takeaway cup for the soup? And then they'd, you know, they'd nearly whip out the spoon from their bag. So, like, you have to kind of, you know, just take it to and take it on the chin and bear it. But sometimes it does get a bit ridiculous and you might have to pull them on it, you know.
Yeah, a listener says that all restaurants should have countertops, Anthony. That accommodates single dining. Is that right, Ali, from your point of view?
I love a countertop, and like that is really welcoming for single diners, and you don't feel like you're taking up space. And I definitely see more of that in the bigger cities, like in London and New York and places. There's loads of spots like that. Mm-hmm. Even in, you know, as in Barcelona recently, there's loads of counter dining, and people eat out on their own more, I think, in other cities than we do. But we've definitely got more of them now, especially in the more casual places.
Anthony, that might be a way to solve this as well. You're not taking up a table then if you're on your own.
Yeah, but a lot of businesses don't have countertops, especially, you know, restaurants, fairly big sized restaurants. But, you know, like it's the time of the year, it's summer. Like, as I said to you, we're not going to turn away any business. And, you know, if it's just one person coming in, you want their business. Because I tell you, we need it, because tourism is struggling a little bit at the moment. We're not seeing the numbers that we used to see, but so we'd welcome anyone coming in the door with open arms.
I'm sure you would. But so many people want to go to Sligo anyway, Anthony, that you'll be grand there. Anthony Gray, owner of A La Bon and Hooked Restaurant and the former chair of Sligo Tourism, and Ali Dunmore, thank you so much for coming
in.
Ali, good to have you both with us. Back after this break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.